Blog Talk Radio. All right. Greetings, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to Hands and Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, and I also go by Keith as well. Now, today we are going to be doing a motivation. We're going to be doing Grand Rising Motivation with Haru the Oracle. This is going to be the the secrets of the law of attraction, and it's the secrets of vibration, how to get whatever you want via the law of attraction, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, I do want to let you guys know that I am having technical issues. I promise, I am having technical issues. Wow, are you serious with me? All right, so guys, we're going to work through these technical issues. I do apologize about that, guys. Thank you again for tuning in to these morning motivation segments. Now, I may have to change it up a bit as far as the motivation is concerned for something I already have uploaded, being that we're having tech issues. Now, I want to also apologize to all of those who may have tuned in last night for the broadcast of the Science of Molestation Part 2. You know, due to technical issues as well, you know, we had to reschedule that because by the time we got everything together, it was just kind of too late. It was too late in the show, you know what I'm saying, to kind of, you know, do the show, do the broadcast, excuse me. So, yeah, we have to reschedule that. So that's going to be rescheduled for the 23rd at the same time, right? So we hope that you guys are able to tune in to that as well. Now, let's see here. Guys, give me a second while I get this together. Okay, so we're not going to do, yeah, because I don't have time for that. We are not going to do the secrets of law of attraction and vibration today. We are going to be doing 11 secrets of the alchemist and how to become one. Okay, universe, there we go. All right, so, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing today. Okay, guys, so let's start this over. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate your loyalty to Enhancing Awareness Radio. You guys have been amazing thus far. We have awesome shows. Guys, please be sure that you guys check out the archives when it comes to the blog because, guys, we have an array of different topics, right? So, guys, we just thank you so much for your loyalty and your participation in this. Please be sure also that you are joining the Facebook group, that you have joined the Facebook group. The Facebook group is also in the show notes. If you need to get in touch with myself, Haru, my information is also there in the show notes. And our executive assistants, Lisa and John Miller, and also I scheduled a Connie Hunter, which if you need any kind of – if you want to be on the show, pretty much I get in touch with the guest, you know, that wants to come on the show, and then I hand them off to Connie for them to schedule and for, you know, to get information about what it is that you want to come on here and teach, you know. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to come on our platform and teach, you know, we also have a host spot available on Thursdays, every first Thursday. So please email me, myself, if you're interested in that host spot. You know, we'll do an interview and screening and see. But, yeah, we would love to have all of you guys on, you know what I mean, to at least grace a platform once, you know, with your love, with your light, with your energy, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we definitely appreciate you and we love you. So, yeah, guys, we are going to go ahead and get right into the YouTube. As you guys know, when it comes to alchemy, alchemy is pretty much transmuting energy. You know, it's pretty much transmuting negative energy into light energy. You know what I mean? So, you know, turning negatives into positives, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So alchemy is a very important key factor in your spiritual growth. So everyone should be sure that they are studying alchemy and that they have, you know, pretty much mastered alchemy at some point, right? Because alchemy is very key, very, very key. So, yeah, so Ralph Smart, if you guys don't know, Ralph Smart, he is Infinite Waters on YouTube, and Ralph Smart is an awesome and a great teacher, you know what I mean? So I use him a lot in some of my lives. I am so off key today. But in some of my, because we just had another tech issue. Are you serious with me? So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and play this clip while I get all of this stuff panned out. But anyway, guys, the information is going to be, I have to give me about 10 minutes, and I'm going to update, you know, the title of the show as far as the YouTube link and all that, because we're having to switch gears mid-show, mid-broadcast to do this. So, yeah. We're going to play. So this is Ralph Smart, 11 Secrets of the Alchemist, How to Become One. And this is a wonderful, wonderful YouTube, guys. So please, and if please subscribe to Ralph's channel, which is going to be Infinite Waters on YouTube. He has an array of different topics for you guys to choose from, right? So, yeah, here is 11 Secrets of the Alchemist, How to Become One by Ralph Smart.
Peace, Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. We are out here breathing in that beautiful prana, baby. We got a question that came in. Someone asked, could I make a video on the secrets of alchemy and how to become one? When you wear a shirt like this on an overcast day, you are becoming an alchemist. No, scrap that. When you say, can I get a hello there? When your house has just been burnt down, well, you're an alchemist. Okay. Now, there is that great book, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Fantastic book. When I say alchemist, what comes into your mind? I don't know. I'm asking you. Right? Alchemy emanates, it goes back way into ancient Egypt, right? Where people learn in the mystery schools how to turn base metals into gold. But on a deeper level, when we talk of alchemy, we're not talking about doing that. We're talking about turning a really, really bad day into something to work with that will stop you from, well, pulling out all of your hair. The secret of alchemy is making the best out of the worst and not allowing external events to govern your internal condition. Now try saying that when something really crazy happens to you. It's not going to work, right? Because talk is cheap. So I'm going to share with you some secrets that have helped me along my journey. I say, look, when you fall down, are you the kind of person that says, why did I fall down? Or are you the kind of person that says, what am I going to do to get my ass back up? Can I get a hello there? The first secret is to realize, what helped me, that your mind, is a garden. Okay? I say alchemy is the magic that happens in between two states. If you're feeling cold, well, you wear a sweater and now you feel warm. So the sweater is the alchemist. If you are feeling self-destructive today, well, you can actually change your thoughts to change your world. So now the thoughts are a form of alchemy to stop you from, well, ouch, slapping yourself on the face. So when you realize your mind is a garden, you can grow flowers or weeds, you begin to think wisely. And that is what all alchemists know, that every thought matters, literally. The second secret is the joker, right? The alchemist is the mad artist, because a lot of artists are all about perfection. The alchemist realizes perfection is an illusion. That's why they're a bit crazy. So they get the joke, right? They get the life joke that we're trying to take ourselves so seriously. The alchemist is all about smiling, right? You just realize that you've lost all your money. The alchemist is the one who says, thank you. And you're like, why? Because The alchemist realizes by saying thank you when you've lost all your money, you're going to stop yourself from doing something very stupid to yourself. Okay, that's a great form of alchemy. The third secret is all about learning how to change the channel. I say whatever you focus on grows. No, scrap that. I got a new one. What you dwell on, whatever you dwell on swells. Right? Does that rhyme? Kinda. Help me make it rhyme. Okay? What we dwell on swells. Oh yeah, we got it. Whatever we dwell on swells. I love it, right? So, because of that, you got to learn how to change the channel. First thing in the day, I'm very conscious of what kind of music I'm listening to. Normally, it's a bit of Bob Marley, some reggae vibe, some bossa nova, even some classical music. I love hip hop. Maybe even some old school hip hop, right? But I'm not listening to music which is gonna, well, where people are swearing at me all the time, right? First thing in the day. I don't want to wake up to that. You shouldn't have to either, okay? So that's all about changing the channel, just to see, like the great scientist Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So changing the channel is realizing you got to start changing what you're tuning into, right? Because you turn into whatever you are tuned into. The fourth secret of the alchemist is, yeah, you guessed it, chucking perfection out of the window. Look, go into nature. I want you to show me some straight lines. I want you to show me some really round circles. You won't find it. Why? Because nature is very organic. Ain't nobody got time for that. But you see, no. Because once again, we are all about trying to strive for perfection. So I'm studying psychology over a decade ago, and my professor tells me perfectionism is a curse. I said, excuse me? Now I realize what he means. So the alchemist realizes, look, life isn't a bucket full of peaches. No, it's more like a bucket full of crabs and some peaches, right? It's a mixed bag. So because of that, moving on to the fifth secret, the alchemist learns how to love themselves 100%. Because when shit hits the fan, when things go really, well, crazy, what happens? You got to learn how to move. That's why yoga is so powerful. Moving into your body. Because it's going to happen. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. Right? So you got to learn how to move with the ebb and the flow of life. It's so easy to say, love yourself, but how do we do it? I say, go to the place where you find your greatest power. For me, it's nature. So once again, the magic that happens is, woo, breathing in that beautiful prana, right? And that just lifts my mood up. But more so, learn how to drive this body vehicle we have. You see, there's a reason why the ancient masters practiced yoga, because each pose was a metaphor for life. Life is going to twist you around. You got to learn how to bend. You got to learn how to dodge. You got to learn how to do a handstand when things get, well, really rough. Okay? And then just go about your day like nothing happened. Number six is to realize the law of rhythm. Right? The alchemist knows one of the greatest secrets. High tide, low tide. Yin, yang. Everything can't be smooth sailing because life isn't all smooth. Even the rose, well, you have a thorn, right? That is life. So the alchemist is patient. You cultivate patience by realizing the cycles and the seasons of your life, basically, right? Good days, bad days, deal with it. Number 7 is to prepare for the storm, because it's going to come. Oh boy, it's going to come. And when it comes, you're going to know, because it's going to blow you over. So I always say what's helped me is not to prepare that, not to think everything is going to be amazing all the time, right? Prepare myself. I've got to prepare myself for really bad days, right? When things don't go so well. How do I do that? By realizing, looking at a rose and say, oh, yeah, there's a thorn right there. That's what makes the rose so beautiful. That contrast, baby. Number 8 is to stop overwhelming yourself. You see, the alchemist realizes you got to take one step at a time. Right? The alchemist doesn't give themselves so much work to do. The alchemist never overwhelms themselves. They pace themselves, because the alchemist realizes they are in a marathon, not a sprint. So once again, when you take this pressure off yourself, now it's a lot easier to create the magic you want to manifest. When you're placing all this pressure on yourself, well, you ain't going anywhere at all. Number 9 is what I call the fun factor, right? There's a reason why some people are smiling all the time. You don't even know what's just happened to them. You don't even want to know, right? Because you got to realize that fun is what we are as children. A lot of us, we're playing in the swings until someone says, get your ass back inside. We don't want to do that, right? So everything I do as an alchemist, I'm all about putting the fun back into it. Because with fun, you take a very lighthearted approach, but also you're not so hard on yourself, right? You don't want to hit yourself over the head with a cricket bat. Not fun. Number 10 is to realize that true alchemy is when the masculine principle and the feminine principle collide, and well, you have a great, beautiful child, right? It's that union, the fusion of these super powerful forces coming together, literally, right? And it's beautiful. Work with someone else. I always say I'm not alone here. I connect with the feminine principle every single day and the masculine principle. I surround myself with people that help me. I can't do everything by myself. So the alchemist always realizes they have to find someone else to work the magic with, work the alchemy with. And lastly, the 11th secret of the alchemist and how to become one is to realize that every single day is a new adventure. That is why the alchemist is the mad artist, right? Because, look, the alchemist is all about experimenting. Whoops, what does this do? Who knows? Let's try it out, see what happens. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Can I get a hello there? But the alchemist doesn't usually talk that fast, right? So once again, the secret of alchemy is learning how to create the magic in between two states. It is the magic in between two states. Learning that whatever happens on the outside, you have the power to change it from the inside. Because what is taking place outside is nothing more than a reflection of what is taking place within yourself. So there you have it. Have a beautiful day. Have fun. Yeah. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. Thank you.
All right. Greetings, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, that's my buddy, Ralph. You know, Ralph is he's just amazing, guys. If you have not followed his YouTube channel, it's Infinite Waters and Ralph Smart. I mean, he has an array of many different topics. But, guys, I have to share with you guys what just happened. You know, what just happened is I was not supposed to, if you listen from the beginning, you'll see that I was not supposed to do this
particular
topic today.
Sorry.
I was not supposed to do this particular topic today. What I was supposed to do is the law of attraction. And guys, when I first rose this morning, you know, I said, okay, universe, I don't know what the universe, which is me, right, which is us, I said, I don't know what to play today. You know, yesterday was crazy. I mean, it was crazy busy. I was running on fumes, right, and to the point where I crashed, right, and not at the right time. But, you know, I was like, just give me something today. Just give me something, you know, and I was like, whatever you want, just give it to me, you know. And my head, my ego mind was like, okay, just do law of attraction. Just pick something, just whatever, you know, like a just put the shit together. I promise, I was having all kinds of technical issues, but I uploaded this two days ago. And I wasn't planning on doing it, but I had to reroute the show, change the title, reroute the YouTube, and something said play The Alchemist. You know, intuition said play The Alchemy. And I needed to hear that today, y'all. Because I was beating up on myself so bad because things weren't going smoothly. You know what I mean? Like, I expect, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I expect shit to run smooth, run A1, you know what I'm saying? I'm just that type of person. But it is not. That is like telling me, no, honey, it's not going to work like that, you know, all the time. You know, so 80% of the time shit runs smooth, but anyway, enough about me, but that I just want y'all to know that, you know, even in these clips, even if I've listened to them before, you know, these things come to us in a divine time. And so if you feel like Ralph was talking to you, absolutely Ralph was talking to you. You know what I mean? And I hope that you got something out of it because this was for us, y'all. This, the universe rerouted this. You know what I mean? See, that's how the divine works. You know, it will reroute some shit on site. You know, and this show was rerouted on flight, right? So, yeah, man, that divine protection is amazing. So, thank you. You know, but from my notes. Now, first, we have to realize that what's going on the inside is going to manifest whatever's going, you know, excuse me, I said that wrong. What did I write? The outside is a reflection on what's going on the inside. Maybe I should read my notes verbatim, right? So, yeah, the outside is a reflection on what's going on the inside. And that's absolutely so true. Now, that can be a hard pill to swallow sometimes. But because we're like, okay, why is all this bullshit around me? You know what I'm saying? But this is the work, guys. You know what I'm saying? More importantly, this is the shadow work that we have to embark on and that we have to do. You know what I mean? A great friend of mine shut down recently, you know, because she was like, whoa, Keith, you know, damn. You know what I mean? It's really that deep, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But it's necessary when it comes to shadow work, right? So pretty much getting back into the alchemy aspect of it, you know, a great book also is The Alchemist by Pablo Coelho. And you can buy that on Amazon. The book is called The Alchemist. It's an orange book. I'm going to attempt to put it here in the show notes as well for you guys so you can be linked up to it. But The Alchemist is a great book because it will teach you how to transmute energy, right? In the words of the oracle goddess Jaja, you know what I'm saying? We have to begin to transmute the energy. What does that mean? That simply means turning negatives into a positive, you know. And one thing that I will definitely recommend you guys to do is this. When you find yourself in a state of low vibration, or you want to, you find yourself, because these thoughts are automatic, right? So a good thing to study is the power of thought first. Like, the it's so much work, guys, and there's so many, like, it's like a fucking web. You know what I mean? And you're kind of entangled in the fucking web, right? But the power of thought is very important. So take the thought, take the negative thought, and immediately, you know, tell yourself, stop. This is how I did it. I literally pictured a stop sign in my head, and I was like, stop. You know what I mean? And I would literally say it out loud like that, stop. You know what I mean? Like, stop. Like, it takes a while, but we have to retrain our thoughts. Literally, because the negative subconscious chatter that goes on in the background on autopilot, may I mind you, you know, how often do we just allow these thoughts to just flow? Energy in motion, baby. You know what I mean? So with that, we have to halt it, and we have to retrain ourselves. Now, doing this in repetition, because remember, repetition is the mother of all skill, correct? So with that, we have to retrain. We have to transmute the energy and retrain. That's all the alchemy is. You know, there's no big spirituality 506 type shit that we got to learn. You know what I mean? It's simple. We make it hard. You know what I mean? We make it hard. So let's see. What you dwell on swells. I like how he said that. What you dwell on swells. Now, this, again, takes us back to the negative thought. You know, the shit that we're not letting go of. You know, I just want to let you guys know, we are born again each day, literally. So the shit from yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Like, yesterday never exists. Only thing that exists was the experience, right? But holding on to the shit from yesterday will not get, will only keep us trapped in yesterday. And what was yesterday's thought? Yesterday thoughts was bullshit, emotions, you know, chaos, all that shit. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, it's all needed. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, you know, we got to be kind of mindful not to get stuck. You know what I mean? So, you know, living in the now, Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, is a great book that will teach you how to live in the now moment. You know what I mean? So, you know, love yourself. You know, we're going inward now. Love yourself wholeheartedly. What does that mean to love yourself wholeheartedly, baby? What that means is for you to love your flaws and all. I tell my people and I teach, you know, my clients, love yourself, that shadow shit, more over than you even love being in the light. Because, baby, light was born out of darkness. See, y'all, a lot of us are undermining that statement. You know what I mean? It's the darkness. The darkness is where the true beauty is. So if you're struggling in an area and it doesn't, quote, feel good, I tell my people, this is great. This is awesome. I tell them that. And they look at, they either look at me if I'm in person, or they pause and like, how is this great? Like, what the hell do you mean? You know, but I want them to know that that's great, because you are in the abyss within yourself, right? Hold on, this damn trash truck. Oh. Okay. You are in the abyss of within yourself, right? And that shit don't feel good. So what do? We want to run. We want to flee. We want to cope with addictions. You know what I'm saying? We all got our shit. And if you say you ain't got your shit, you're lying. But, loving yourself 100% is loving that aspect about yourself as well. And also realizing that these things are there. That shit don't feel, that shit that doesn't feel good to you is your greatest teacher. Hello? Your greatest teacher. I promise. Change your thoughts, change your life. You know, and who is that? Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer, just like it sounds, Wayne Dyer, and the YouTube is literally called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. I encourage all of you guys, you know what I'm saying, to go back and I encourage you guys to go back, not go back, shit, look it up on YouTube. You know what I mean? Wayne Dyer, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. It is an immaculate, great YouTube, guys. Wayne Dyer is awesome. If you guys are my friends on Facebook, you'll know that on each day I wake up when I rise, you know, I rise and I say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, Wayne Dyer taught me that. You know what I mean? He taught me that years ago. Like, no matter what it is, I don't care what it is, just say thank you. Thank you for all of it, especially the bad shit. Why? Because the quote, you know, good and bad isn't real, by the way. You know, neither is right or wrong. It's just human. It's just a human collective, right? It's an agreement of a human collective that this is right, this is wrong, this is bad, this is good, this is high, this is low, you know. Bullshit. Oh, bullshit. You know, in the words of Bobby Hennett, fuck morality, right? But, guys, you don't have to adopt that. You know what I'm saying? This is just what these are the standards that I go by. You know what I'm saying? Hey, to each his own, whatever doesn't apply, let it fly, right? We're not here for debate. All right, so change your thoughts, change your life. Wayne Dyer, get that. How do we love oneself? Okay, if you go back to the archives, me and my brother said we did a how to love yourself, you know, because everybody's saying just love yourself, but no one's teaching us how. Like, how the fuck do you do that? How the fuck do you love yourself? You know what I mean? Where's the classroom at? So, guys, instead of telling people what to do, we have to start teaching them, especially if we know. So I want you guys to go back in the archives. Be sure that you're following the show, and also be sure that you're joining our Facebook group, because in the archives we have a show. It's How to Love Yourself. That's the title of the show. Grand Rising Motivation with Haru the Oracle, How to Love Yourself. How to. So we literally were giving you, you know, our perceived guide on how to love yourself. Again, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But that show got great feedback. You know, one of my clients actually called, when I referred it to her, she actually called me crying. You know what I mean? Because she didn't know, y'all. She didn't know how. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us we really don't know how. And a lot of us are scared to ask for help. We have to begin to stand our ground, and we have to take baby steps, and we have to ask for help. And that help doesn't have to come from a circle that you know. That help can come from, you know, anybody, anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I used to talk to strangers. You know what I mean? Just, we have to get it out. And when I say get it out, I mean that raw, pure, you know, shit that you just don't say, that you've been holding on for years, that you want to say, all that shit. Some people, hey, I even got a tree on the lake that I go to. Go talk to that fucking tree. Let it out. That tree can take it. I promise you. And Ralph mentioned, get out into nature. How many of y'all are just going to work, coming home, you know, just doing the same routine? But what are you doing to get connected? Now, you may do stuff here and there, but no, love. We need to incorporate Mother Nature at least about 60%. Of what we got going on. You know, when I wake up, as soon as I wake up, you know, sometimes people in the house be mad at me. You know, it'd be 7 o'clock, you know what I mean? And I'll open all the windows and all the doors and let the fresh air in. You know what I mean? Just, you know, no. Darkness, great. Witching hours, loved it. But it's time to let this light in. Light and fresh air, like two of my favorite things. You know what I mean? So love yourself 100%. Everything can't be smooth sailing. That's one for me. Your mind, yep. And I'm going to leave you guys with this. Your mind. Now, if you want to call in, it's 929-477-3423. Be sure if you press 1 so I can see you in the caller queue. You know, go ahead and call in because I'm wrapping up now. But if not, guys, my contact information is enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. All the admins have access to that particular Gmail account. But if you want to email me personally on some personal matters, or if you'd like to book a reading with me, it's assistantservicesbyharu@gmail.com. And, yeah, if you want to contact Connie Hunter is in charge of our scheduling. So she's our editor and she's our scheduling. So if you want to come on the show as well, or you want to schedule, you know, me and Connie, we work together, you know, to get you guys on the show and to get you guys on our calendar, okay? And also check out Sylvia Garcia. She is in charge of our web design, logos, and commercials. So if you joined our Facebook group, you'll see, if you go under announcement, be sure that you guys are going under announcements. Yeah, I'm going to have to get with my team to, we have to make sure that people are looking under the announcement section, because this is where all of our important shows are, upcoming shows. You know, usually the upcoming show is going to be pinned to the top, or anything important is going to always be pinned to the top. You're welcome, baby. Yes, love me some Conti Hunter. So please contact her for scheduling. And Sylvie, yeah, Sylvie is wonderful at what she does. You can check out her work, any logos, anything that you see on our Facebook page, in our Facebook group. Sylvie did it, and her prices are very reasonable. You know, she's very professional in what she does, so please check her out. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and play the commercial, but just to wrap up the show, guys, I encourage you guys to study alchemy. You know what I mean? Study alchemy. Really, really study it, and really, really get to know yourself, and always love more over those parts of yourself that don't feel good. Because that part of yourself is your greatest teacher, I promise. And what you feed your mind, you know, your mind is a garden. And this is Ralph, what he said. Your mind is a garden. We can grow flowers or we can plant weeds. Or we can grow weeds, sorry. So, yeah, remember, guys, your mind is a garden. What are you feeding your mind? What are you feeding your subconscious? What are you feeding your conscious? You know, when you wake up, you know, are you fueling the shit from yesterday? Are you fueling the shit from last month? Are you fueling the shit, you know what I'm saying? Or are you calling into Hanson Awareness Radio and getting your morning motivation and rechanneling your thoughts in positivity? You know what I mean? Are you, you know, listening to Shari, you know what I mean? the fire goddess, you know, Moonlight Ra, Shari. She can be reached at Alchemy Temple. She's also in the archives as well. And, you know, getting your 15 minutes of funk. You know what I'm saying? That's your 15 minutes of empowering motivation in the AM. You know what I'm saying? Because the AM motivation, what you feed yourself as soon as you wake up is going to be very, very key. I'm telling you guys, it can change your day. It can change your life. So be mindful of what y'all doing when y'all first waking up. All right? Love you all, and again, I do apologize for all the technical shit that has went on these last few days, you know, both internal and external. But I apologize, but again, then again, I don't, because, you know, everything happens the way that it needs to happen. And see, that's what we need to understand, because just as Ralph says, everything isn't going to go smoothly, right? So not only do I have to understand that, or should understand that, we all have to at some level. So I thank you to all of the team, because our team understood. You know what I'm saying? It was no feat, no pushback, any kind of way. They took it, they understood, and we rescheduled. That's it. And we're not thinking about yesterday, right? Even though I was. But look how the universe rearranged this whole show to be about alchemy. Why? Because I asked to give me what I need. Give me what we need. You know what I mean? Just get what does the world need today? Give it to me. And here we are. Alchemy. Love it, love it, love it. Love the way that this universe is. The universe got jokes. The universe got jokes. Always got jokes. But I'm here for all of it, right? Because nothing is ever against us. And we'll close with this. Nothing is ever against us. Everything happens to us because why? We signed up for it. And just a Christian quote, you know, God would never give you nothing that you more than you can bear. Do not undermine that statement. All right? Peace and love. Until next time. Love you.
been wrote about, she's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down. NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the path. All these things they help you make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything. Yeah. You know I've been holding on. Trying to make me wait, but I still stay strong. Disguise.